Our scripture today is from the book of 1 John, chapter 3, verse 16 to 24. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this chance to be in your word together. We thank you, Lord, that you share with us your word, that you haven't kept us in the dark, but have given us your light to help us travel in this world. And we pray to you, open up all that we are, that we may hear what it is you have for us. We may understand in a way that you want us to understand, and that we may rejoice at your presence today and always, and that rejoicing may give us strength to move forward in the journey you've placed us in. We thank you, Lord, indeed, and we will thank you always. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. 1 John chapter 3, verse 16 to 24. Hear now God's word. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses help? Little children, let us love, not in word or speech, but in truth and action. And by this we will know that we are from the truth, and will reassure our hearts before him whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have boldness before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we obey his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. All who obey his commandments abide in him, and he abides in them. And by this, we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit that he has given us. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. To what end? Now, as many of you know, I have a great fondness for the Bible. I think that the Bible is so good, so full of great goodness and words of encouragement and hope and strength and love and peace, but also great words of challenging. Sometimes reading the Bible aggravates me. No, Lord, I don't want to do that. You know, those kinds of things. The Bible can be a great book for children and a great book for adults. And what's so great about the Bible is we call it the living Word of God. The reason is the Holy Spirit works through our reading. How many times have you read the same scripture and got different things out of it each time? God has a knack of speaking into our hearts through familiar words that we've heard time and time again, telling us new things that we've never heard before. But it seems like no matter how many times we read the Bible, there's always verses that pop up to us, things that are important to us. There's verses that stick with us forever. One of them, many of us are familiar with, John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. We call this the gospel in the nutshell. Talks about how much God loved us, what God has done for us, how God has done that, and our response to that, and then what that response gives us. It's a great scripture to have in the back of our minds, to have in our hearts as we live, to be reminded that God still acts through Christ always and always. When I took an evangelism class in seminary, we were required to memorize 10 scriptures. I can only remember one out of those 10. And the one that I remember is, he wept, because it's only two words. I was allowed to pick the scriptures that I memorized, so that was definitely going on my list. He wept. But the great thing about he wept is that it reminds me that God gets moved to tears for us. that God loves us enough for an emotional response, that Jesus cares enough for us to cry over what's important. It's a great reminder of Jesus' care and love and compassion. Our scripture today contains some of these wonderful gems. John, 1 John chapter 3, verse 16. 1 John 3:16. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. We know how strong Jesus' love for us because he backed it up with action. He backed it up with his very life going all the way to the cross, to death, and then to life again, that we may live with Christ now and forever. But because this is done, we have a responsibility to it, and that responsibility is then to share that with others. We ought to lay down our lives for one another. Now, John was writing to churches that are established after Jesus' resurrection, churches that have Bible studies and sermons and teachings and letters. He's run into some problems, as we see in verse 18. Churches are well established in teaching the word and the love of God. But John isn't happy with just the teaching. Little children, let us love, not in word or speech, but in truth and action. To back up that love, back up those words of love, with the life of love. John's seen too many Christians, too many churches that talk about love, but don't share it. He wants us to lay down our lives for one another and to show that through all the actions that we live. You may remember, in John chapter 13, Jesus shares with the disciples a new ritual. He shows them a parable through action, and he washes their feet. And he says, I've done this for you as my master. And he says, a new commandment I give to you, and that new commandment is to love one another. He tells this to his disciples because he's about to leave. He's going to die here very shortly, in a few hours, in the context of the scripture. After his death, he knows that the disciples are going to need one another's love and support during that time. And then, after his resurrection, he's going to be ascended to heaven, and they're still going to need to love one another, because they're going to face many trials, many difficulties, many heartbreaks. They're going to have to love and lean on each other. Now, fast forward several years, and we got 1 John now. Churches are being established all over the place, and John says to them once again, this is what Jesus told us. Now I tell you, love one another. Show each other that this community of faith is different from the rest of the world. It's heartbreaking that in this time of the United Methodist denomination that we're having trouble doing that. But the Lord will be with us and help us to once again love one another. This loving one another, I ask myself sometimes, to what end? Make sure, okay. I've had in my life many examples of love and what love looks like. Some examples have not been so good. Others have been okay. Some examples have been fantastic. This is one of those fantastic examples. I have this picture on my desk upstairs in the office. I took a picture of a picture. It's a picture frame, if you're wondering what those little seashell things are in the corner and the glare on the side there. This couple that you see here have been married for, either just shy or just over 65 years. He's in hospice, laying on a bed, and unconscious. She's in a wheelchair, sitting right next to him, and as you can see, they're holding hands, and she's sleeping right now. He passed in this picture, just shortly before it was taken. This is how he died. When I see this, I'm reminded what the love of Jesus Christ lived out through us can look like. Not just for a moment, not for a temporary amount of time, but all the way to the end. Through the ins and outs, through the ups and downs, through the tough times, through the easy times. And this is a love that we're challenged with as the church. A love that sees through all the way to the end. And there are times where we don't have that much time in each other's lives or in the lives of those that we meet. We just have one moment sometimes. But I pray, as Jesus has shown me through this couple and through his own life, that even if we have a moment, we can give our whole selves in that moment. We can love in the most completest way that we can, even if we have but one moment. To share and show the love of Christ in whatever way we possibly can. First John 3:23. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. This parallels another scripture we've heard before. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. The Bible is so full of so many challenges. I pray that through their belief in Jesus Christ, that we're able to love one another in such a way that shows the world that we're full of quality and worth because of what Christ has given to us. And that they too are full of quality and worth because Christ died for them. That each moment that we're in another person's life, we may do as Christ has done and give our lives, that they may know love. And close with this benediction today. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace always in every way. The Lord be with you all, now and always. Amen and amen.